We appreciate you visiting the Chapman Highway Church of Christ website. Let's take just a few minutes and listen to Tim Shepherd, our local evangelist, as he gives us something to think about.
In Acts chapter 9, beginning in verse 1, the Bible says, "Then Saul, still breathing threats of murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And he said, 'Who are you, Lord?' Then the Lord said, 'I am Jesus, who you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads.' So he, trembling and astonished, said, 'Lord, what do you want me to do?' Then the Lord said to him, 'Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do.'" There are many great and wonderful lessons from the conversion of Saul, but I'd like for us to consider what some have argued as the point when Saul was saved, when he fell to the ground. Is this the point when Saul was saved from his sins? As we look closer at this account, we need to ask the question, at what point does the Bible say that Saul's sins were forgiven? Was it when, after being struck by the great light and falling to the ground? Was it when he arose from the ground in verse 8? In verse 9 it states that he fasted and that he neither ate nor drank. In verse 11, was it when he prayed? For as Jesus told Ananias, "For behold, he is praying." Or was it verse number 18 when he arose and was baptized? Regardless what people try to make the Bible say, listen to Paul explain his own conversion in Acts chapter 22, verses 6 through 16. "Now it happened as I journeyed and came near Damascus, and about noon suddenly a great light from heaven shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' So I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting. And those were with me indeed saw the light and were afraid, but they did not hear the voice of him who spoke to me. So I said, "What shall I do, Lord?" And the Lord said to me, 'Arise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all things which are appointed for you to do.' And since I could not see for the glory of that light, being led by the hand of those who were with me, I came into Damascus. Then a certain Ananias, a devout man according to the law, having a good testimony with all the Jews who dwelt there, came to me and stood and said to me, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And the same hour I looked upon him. Then he said, 'The God of our fathers has chosen you, that you should know his will and see the just one and hear the voice of his mouth. For you will be his witness to all men of what you have seen and heard. And now, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord.'" My friend, people try to explain away the necessity of baptism to their own destruction. Just something to think about.